This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when people in Ukraine actually do have something to celebrate. They have to celebrate what may not matter the most to their own safety, security, and the nation's future. But it certainly can make for some very welcome feeling. It is a triumph for the Ukrainian men's soccer team. They will be going to the World Cup, so there is celebration about that. They beat Scotland. Too bad about that. Scotland, 3-1, and lots of high emotions. The emotions not so high on the battlefield and the front in Ukraine. What happens with that, and what happens with the Iran deal, and why has President Biden not accepted some of the evidence that his entire approach to Iran isn't working and, if anything, is moving us in the wrong direction? That's a question asked by Ambassador John Bolton, who I am very pleased to welcome to our show again. And we will be speaking to John Bolton coming up at later this hour. But first, we have the opportunity to speak to John Yu, another John, who is the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at University of California at Berkeley and is a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. John, we have a big calendar of substantive and eventful and meaningful cases that the Supreme Court is going to be handing down, some of them in a matter of just weeks, and others probably later this year. First of all, let me ask you the question that I think is first on everybody's mind. Do you expect that the final decision regarding the Dobbs case and the draft opinion, do you think that that draft, when it is finally released and formal, is going to be very similar to what was leaked to the public from Justice Alito?
Oh, Michael, it's great to be back with you. I think so. I think that that Dobbs opinion, if you were conservative and you wanted to see Roe versus Wade overruled, you would want the case to be an opinion like that. It was done at a very high level of quality. I went through, basically summarized decades and decades of conservative and some liberal criticism of Roe versus Wade. And according to the, even though I disapprove of the leak of the opinion, the leaks we're getting out of the court suggest that since the leak has occurred, there hasn't been any change in the lineup of votes, that there's still five justices who approve of overruling Roe. And so I would expect that Dobbs' opinion, that draft that you saw that was leaked, it'll look, the final version will look much like that, might be watered down a little bit. There's some caustic rhetorical comments that might get deleted. You might see, I would expect you're going to see what we didn't see in the leak, a lot of concurrences and dissents, of course. But I would be very surprised if the court does not issue a decision overturning Roe. Also in part because I don't think the court wants to show that outside pressure, that things like leaks could interfere with its internal workings, that leaking the opinion, generating all this political firestorm, actually would cause a justice to switch his vote or her vote.
What about the chief? And see, unlike the San Francisco school board, we can still use the term chief here without you had followed that without slighting our Native American listeners. Okay, the chief, Chief Justice John Roberts, do you believe he is likely to file a dissent to concur with other dissenters? Where does he think he ends up coming down?
According to that, you don't even need a leak, I think, to see this, because if you watched and listened to oral argument in the Dobbs case, Chief Justice Roberts was trying to find a compromise which would have said the law in Mississippi, and which restricts abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, was still constitutional, which effectively is at odds with what Roe says and what Casey versus Planned Parenthood says, which upheld Roe. He wanted to preserve the Mississippi law, but at the same time not overrule a woman's right to abortion. Nobody took him up on that compromise position, not even the liberal justices, who I would have thought might have flocked to that idea in the hopes of getting one more vote along to make that the majority view. So I expect Roberts will still issue a concurrence. And so what I think Roberts was trying to do is trying to persuade one of the five conservative justices to break off from the Dobbs opinion and join him and say, well, this is not the right time to overrule Roe, even though we still won't strike down these further restrictions on abortion that you're seeing a number of states starting to pass. But I expect that Chief Justice Roberts' opinion is going to be a lonely one, that I can't see anybody joining it, because no one actually did an oral argument either. And I think the justices in the conservative Dobbs majority, they've already taken all the heat and attacks. I don't see why they would change their vote at this point.
Okay, in terms of other decisions that everyone is dramatically and somewhat breathlessly awaiting, there's the case involving Harvard University and the University of North Carolina, one prominent private university, one very prominent public university, in terms of using race as a factor in admissions. I understand that the general expectation is that the court will rule, and it'll be a divided court again, but it will rule against the use of race and in favor of the plaintiffs who represent a group of Asian students who feel that they're in effect being discriminated against by having race used as a factor in admission. What do you think, is that, first of all, will that be released this term, or do you think we're talking about next year?
I think that's a case that's set for argument this fall, and so we wouldn't get a decision most likely until 2023. But I agree with your read on it, Michael, that I was just criticizing Chief Justice Roberts, I think, for trying to find an impossible compromise on Roe, and in part he wanted to do that to preclude or reduce the political tax on the court. I don't think he's going to do that on race. He has, I think, voted fairly consistently, along with several other conservative justices on the court, to end the use of race by the government in all situations. In fact, Chief Justice Roberts voted to end the use of race in K-12 school assignments, assigning where kids go to elementary school or middle or high school. And he famously said, the way to stop discriminating on the basis of race is to stop discriminating on the basis of race. So, and just a few years ago, controversially, he wrote the opinion striking down part of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which had prevented southern states from changing their voting rules without the permission of the government or permission of a court for the bad things they had done during the Jim Crow era. So I think on that case that Chief Justice Roberts is going to lead a majority of the court to end the use of race in college and university admissions.
Which would be, again, to me, a hugely worthwhile step, but wildly controversial. John Yu, can you hang with us for a few more minutes? We have,
of course,
the Second Amendment cases coming up, and the protection of the Heller decision, and more. coming up with John Hugh of University of California at Berkeley.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show, what a pleasure to speak with John Hugh, who is a endowed shareholder, a professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley, and a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. His 10th book, Defender in Chief, Trump's Fight for Presidential Power, was published in 2020, and he has other books, 9 other books, including Striking Power, How Cyber, Robots, and Space Weapons Change the Rules for War, and more. We're talking right now about what happens next in the world of the Supreme Court of the United States, which is suddenly about to find itself, it seems to me, in the midst of another explosive issue. We've talked about race, we've talked about abortion. Okay, what about guns? I was struck, Professor Yu, at a appellate court decision in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and it was an opinion written by a conservative judge named Ryan Nelson, I believe, and it was an opinion striking down a state restriction on the purchase of what people call assault weapons, basically saying that the Second Amendment, in fact, specifically evokes the well-regulated militia, and the militias at the time involved lots of people who were below the age of 21. And so do you think that the court would hear, because I'm almost certainly they're going to have different opinions from other appellate courts, and this is such an explosive issue right now, that if there were a national agreement and the Congress of the United States moved nationally to try to raise the age of purchase of certain weapons to 21, is it possible that this court would strike that down?
That's a tough one. I think it's possible. I think what you're going to see is, as you know, as you mentioned, there's a Second Amendment case at the Supreme Court, excuse me, right now, out of New York State, and there the plaintiffs are challenging New York's permit requirement that you have a permit and then the grounds on which you can be denied a permit. And essentially in New York State, the government will not let you have a permit to carry a gun unless you have some kind of actual fear or need for it for your self-defense. So you need to prove to the government, you know, why you have a need for it. I could see this court striking that down because this court has said several times that there is an individual right to bear arms. But it's subject to reasonable regulation. And so I could see this court saying, well, just requiring that you show the government you need to, that you have a need for self-defense is unreasonable. But your question is tougher, Michael, especially after the Uvalde shooting, which is, would it be unreasonable in all cases to raise the age to buy certain kinds of guns from 18 to 21? When we have similar restriction, age-based restrictions all the time on drinking, on driving, and so on, I think that would be tough for the court. If I had to guess, this is really a guess, I think the court might say just an age of 18 to 21, that difference is not itself reasonable. There has to be something that's more based on the maturity of the individual. And so they could say, we can see 18 itself is mature versus 17 because that's when we allow people to vote. That's when people become eligible for the draft. To raise that from 18 to 21, maybe the government needs to show more proof that's not just changing the year of, you know, the year of your age in an arbitrary way. There's got to be some proof behind it.
Can you imagine the way that some of our friends on the liberal side of things would react if they do get some kind of deal raising the age of purchase, and then the Supreme Court some years from now struck it down? People's heads would explode.
Yeah, well, you know, they exploded when the court first said there was an individual right to bear arms. You know,
right, the Heller case.
Yeah, the Heller case, right? The Heller case and then the Chicago case. That's probably the part of the Constitution, only part of the Constitution that a lot of Americans can quote from memory and be right. That's a constitutional phrase most Americans know. At the same time, it's incredible, but until just the last few years, the court had never actually found that that was an individual right. And you're right, the liberals' heads exploded when those decisions came out because they have a great faith in the idea of gun control, and they don't think individuals should have a constitutional right to have a gun.
Okay, speaking about the constitutional right to have a gun, there's disputes now about the Justice Department investigating some aspects of the Uvalde shooting. Do you think this is a problem, a slippery slope of Justice Department intrusion in this issue?
That's a good question because I don't think first of all, I think that the police chief on the scene, he made the wrong call by delaying officers from going into the school. If you look at the timeline, there are already officers inside the school building 7-8 minutes after the shooting started, but they delayed trying to use force to stop the kid from shooting for almost an hour and a half later. Yeah, that was his decision on the scene. I thought that was a mistake. I don't think the Justice Department should be investigating him to try him for some kind of crime. I mean, he made an honest error of judgment. My understanding, and I went and looked on the Justice Department website, and allegedly the Justice Department's review is only for the purposes of learning from mistakes made. It's kind of like a, we call an after-action report, where they're really going to try to nail down exactly what happened and when. But the Justice Department is not investigating for purposes of prosecuting. If they were, I would share your concerns, Mike. I would not want the Justice Department to be going around and just second-guessing every police department in the country whenever there's a shooting, because these are tough decisions to make on the fly, and they do get them wrong. I think this police chief got it wrong, but I don't think he should be prosecuted for it.
John Hugh, his most recent book is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Appreciate your clarity and, as always, your great wealth of information on a host of legal issues that the court's going to be dealing with. We're going to be dealing with other issues. Will brand new evidence force President Biden to admit that Iran nuclear deal really is dead now? I mean, not only canceled by President Trump, but the efforts to restore that deal by President Biden are not going to work at all. We'll be speaking to the former ambassador to the United Nations and national security advisor to President Trump, John Bolton, coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no stopping the pain at the pump. Drivers are seeing a new record high of $4.71 a gallon, up 4 cents from yesterday. AAA updating the national average overnight. Some stations in California are already charging $8 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com tells Fox News the prices are only going to continue to increase.
Things continue to spiral out of control. I expect we could see the national average hit the $5 a gallon mark by mid-June.
NATO is continuing to expand its presence despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's wishes. The NATO Secretary General said after a meeting at the White House Thursday that Putin's invasion of Ukraine was in part due to his concerns about a growing NATO. Jens Stoltenberg saying the alliance will have an increased presence in Eastern Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved Show, not only are things happening in the Congress of the United States and on domestic issues, but there is a great deal of eventful decision-making that needs to be made regarding foreign policy, not only regarding Russia and Ukraine and how that war ends, but also, is there new evidence, and John Bolton says there is, that should lead the Biden administration to finally admit that the Iran nuclear deal is dead and should be dead. Ambassador Bolton was the ambassador to the United Nations under President Bush. He was national security advisor under President Trump. He wrote about that experience in his wonderful book, which is just eye-opening and important and highly, highly readable. The book, available and posted at our website, is called The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. Ambassador Bolton, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. First of all, on the Iran nuclear deal, you write on the Hill about some of the new evidence that has been reported that should once and for all cool the administration's enthusiasm for the Iran nuclear deal. What is that new reporting?
Well, it goes directly to the heart of a key disagreement. Iran has denied from the outset that it ever had a military program involving nuclear weapons. We have long suspected that they did, and there's information to that. And now new information has come forward, gleaned from the voluminous files that the Israelis took out of Iran in a daring raid back in 2018, that includes documents from the UN monitoring agency, the International Atomic Energy Agency, that's charged with monitoring countries' compliance with their nuclear nonproliferation obligations. And what it shows was, these papers, that Iran had advance notice of what inspectors from the nuclear agency were going to ask about, were going to seek information on, thus giving them valuable time and knowledge to concoct camouflage and deception efforts, lying to the International Atomic Energy Agency, moving material around, doing all kinds of things to hamper any chance that they would find out about these illicit weapons activities. Now, we don't know exactly how long that went on. We don't know what the source of this leak from the IAEA was, but it's just common sense that when you know what the investigators are looking for and your desire is to cover it up, your ability to cover it up is dramatically increased. And that, to me, is just yet it's, I don't know how much proof the Biden administration needs, but this ought to be the last straw.
You have not heard the administration or Secretary Blinken or anyone really talking enthusiastically about moving forward with the Iran deal now. Do you think that some of the talk of the nuclear threat from Vladimir Putin has sort of concentrated people's minds on some of the real dangers we face?
Well, I hope that's true. I'm not exactly sure that the Biden team has connected the two. In fact, in some of the negotiations as recently as a few months ago, Russia was using the role that was assigned to it by the original 2015 deal as a storage location for some of Iran's highly enriched uranium to try and gain leverage over us in the Ukraine situation. So this is an example of Iranian-Russian collaboration that goes back a long way. But we do know that the IAEA itself has just issued a report, very not on this precise point, but very critical of Iran's continuing refusal to cooperate, a refusal to cooperate which is perfectly understandable if you've got something to hide. And now this new information really just underlines the deception that Iran has carried on for well over 20 years now, successfully thwarting efforts to find out exactly what its early weapons program was.
There's a concerning weapons programs and dangers from Russia and the Russian Federation. There's a piece in the Washington Post that just appeared by a commentator named Leonid Bershidsky, who suggests that perhaps the only way to end the aggression and imperialism of Russia would be to somehow forcibly break up the Russian Federation. That's not going to be popular, obviously, with President Putin. Is that a defensible point of view?
Well, you know, I don't think there's much we could do about it at this point, one way or the other. But there has long been speculation since the breakup of the Soviet Union that Russia itself was subject to such internal strains that its future could be endangered as well. I mean, there was speculation about that even before the breakup of the Soviet Union. I mean, if you look at basically what we call Russia today, east of the Ural Mountains, Asian Russia, that was also part of Russian imperial expansion over hundreds of years ago, as was much of Russia's empire's growth in Europe. So it's not a possibility to be dismissed lightly. The further worry, though, I think we should have is that there's another competitor in Asia that looks very much at that Russian territory with an eye to acquiring it, and that's obviously China. Again, this is not something that will happen tomorrow, but this is a relatively unpopulated territory with potentially enormous natural resources. China's an overpopulated country, poor in natural resources, so that risk is certainly there for the Russians, and honestly something they should be more aware of and should incline them less to the kinds of things Putin has done in Ukraine, but it doesn't seem to have sunk in with them.
Speaking of countries being dismembered, breaking up, President Zelensky of Ukraine has said repeatedly that making some territorial concessions to Russia is not a way that he is going to negotiate a peace. Do you think we are right to stand with him on that, or should we go more in the Kissinger direction?
No, I think at this point to begin to deal in terms of Ukrainian territory simply confirms to Putin that although the cost to Russia of this invasion have been high, if he simply sticks it out and continues this grinding war, he will achieve not all, but a much greater part of his aspirations than was thought possible even a month ago. I mean, you've got a very strange group of people now advocating territorial concessions. Kissinger is probably the most notable, but it also includes the editorial board of the New York Times. No surprise there. Unfortunately, a number of Republicans in Congress who have demonstrated an isolationist tendency here, and President Macron in France, who wants to be the great deal maker, but the way he sees making the deal, at least according to Zelensky, with whom he's spoken, is also to give up Ukrainian territory. So this is definitely not the moment to do that. We're pledging substantial new weapon shipments. How soon they get there, how soon they can be put into the field, is still a troubling question. But to give up, to show signs of weakness now, I just think encourages Putin at a point when he's at a kind of low ebb. That's the wrong time, to be sure.
If you had a guess, do you believe that the war grinds on for a matter of months or years?
Well, certainly months at a minimum. I mean, even the Ukrainians with whom I've spoken, looking for the shipment of the new more effective weaponry that President Biden has promised, think it will be sometime this fall before the full effect of that new weaponry will be felt on the battlefield. So that certainly says, even from what I would call a relatively optimistic Ukrainian view, they don't see it ending soon. And I think that month is a minimum.
I appreciate your wisdom and information and insight as always. Ambassador John Bolton, his book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, is fantastic reading, and posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Medved show, there is a great deal of bad faith, unfortunately, at the very heart of American politics, and lots and lots of extreme statements and sentiments on all sides. And what's remarkable is this was reflected in an alarming new poll that shows that not only do nearly half of all Americans and a majority of Republicans think we're headed for a civil war, but they think it might be necessary because there is a belief on both sides. Substantial numbers believe that the opposition actually wants to destroy the country. And violence might be necessary in responding to that opposition. Now, there's no talk of violence in a recent emotional statement by Louie Gohmert. Louie Gohmert, the congressman from Texas, a member of the Freedom Caucus. He just ran for Attorney General of Texas, and I do think that Louie Gohmert, whatever you want to say about him, he would have been preferable to the guy who won the Republican nomination, Ken Paxton. But Louie Gohmert did not make the runoff there. I believe he is leaving the House of Representatives, but he's leaving some of his Democratic colleagues with pretty tough words. And he's responding to what he believes is a Democratic Party imputation that Republicans don't care about kids, that opposition to new measures of gun regulation, what they call gun safety legislation, that any opposition to that puts you on the side of school shooters and mass assassins. That's outrageous, of course. But what about the comments in response by Congressman Gohmert? Listen.
How dare you? You think we don't have hearts? It's just that when we look at the things that you're doing and you're trying to do to America, we've seen the carnage. I mean, for heaven's sake, let's take example. Democrats control the major cities that have the worst murder rates. That's right. Your ideas have been shown to get people killed. Are you here for the murders, the murderers in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in these other major cities? Because you're wanting to do nationally what is being done by Democrats in those big cities. We care about people. We care about their lives. And lives have been so trivialized. We care deeply. How dare you? How dare you? You arrogant people attributing murder to those of us that want to do things to stop it? Because we've seen what your ideas do. They create more murder.
Okay, the whole idea of people creating more murder, and this is actually, it's one of those things that has become a Republican talking point. And let me just put it to you this way. If you look at all of the big cities in America, including the big cities with the lowest crime rate, the lowest murder rates, they're all controlled by Democrats. What big cities are controlled by Republicans? San Diego, I know, has had Republican mayors for some time, and it may be that Nashville, I believe, may have a Republican mayor. But other than that, go around the country. It's all Democratic mayors. So El Paso, for instance, has had the lowest crime rate in America for years. San Jose, California, has had a very low crime rate for years. They're also run by Democrats. And the idea that your ideas get people killed. Now, look, if Congressman Gohmert were to focus on some of the crazy prosecutors, the people who have made decisions who are not necessarily the mayors, but if you want to spoke on a specific mayor, people like Mayor Fry in Minneapolis, who has basically kowtowed, even though he opposes it formally, to the defund the police movement. And his leadership in Minneapolis has led to a tremendous increase in crime. Okay, the point about all of this is when he says, look at what you're wanting to do to America. Look at the idea that Democrats or Republicans are basically trying to harm the country is toxic and it's poisonous. And for instance, on this issue of, oh, you take the issue of abortion. The idea of imputing bad motives to Republicans who tend to be pro-life, saying, oh, no, the only reason the Republicans are pro-life is they don't really care about the baby. They just want to take away rights from the mother, and they want to suppress women, and they want to grind down and take rights away from women. Or if you take a look at the idea on the issue of guns, the notion that people sometimes will attack Democrats saying, well, the only reason that Democrats want to take away guns is because they want to take away the power of individuals to resist the government. They want the government to be all powerful. And then, of course, people will say that basically, because conservatives are anti-government, they want people to use their weapons that they are able to gather to kill police officers or to destroy people. But basically, on both sides, this notion that we are not offering just a better idea, but we are dealing with evil critics who have evil intentions and have no desire at all to help people. Basically, politicians want people to do well, want them to be prosperous and happy. Why? So they'll vote them into re-election. And again, some of this goes along. There's an interesting piece that just appeared by Derek Thompson about people in the United States believing that they are personally happy. 90%, according to a recent survey, 90% of people in the U.S. say they're happy with their own lot in life. They're happy with the way things are going for them. but they think the country is going terribly. And part of that is politicians who insist on that. I'm looking at the, it's not a tweet because he's not allowed on Twitter, but it was on Truth Social. President Trump put out a statement the other day when Michael Sussman, as part of the Durham investigation, was acquitted. The jury voted unanimously that he should be acquitted, and then Sussman made a statement that he shouldn't have been tried at all. He is the lawyer who was being tried for having lied to the FBI, the same charge, by the way, that was Michael Steele, Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor to President Trump. He had been convicted of that charge. He had actually pleaded guilty. He was then pardoned. But President Trump said, our legal system is corrupt. This is just a declaration, and corrupt in capital letters. Our judges and justices are highly partisan, compromised, or just plain scared, including the three justices he appointed. Our borders are open. Our elections are rigged, inflation is rampant, gas prices and food costs are through the roof, our military leadership is woke, our country is going to hell, hell in all capital letters, and Michael Sussman is not guilty. How's everything else doing? Enjoy your day. Okay, the idea that we are at the edge of civil war, we are at the edge of collapse. The one reason, more than any other, that I really do hope that they reach some kind of compromise on whatever small adjustments they can make to gun regulation and the kind of stuff that the House of Representatives is talking about is not sweeping or all-encompassing, and it has to do with basically the kinds of minor adjustments that will have no negative effect that anyone can discern, and maybe no positive effect, but they might. Is that worth trying? Is it worth looking a little bit more at where Americans can actually come together rather than assuming we're headed for civil war? Yeah, I think it is. And it is a more positive way to move forward in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.